This is the Wally Show podcast with Wally, Gavin, and me, Betty Rock. You can always find us at wayfm.com/Wally or stream us live every weekday morning through the WayFM app.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money.
Uplifting WayFM.
News can be a little heavy, so we like to do news-ish. Here's Betty.
Many of us are in a hurry. We feel like there's just not enough time in the day to get everything done we want to get done, and it leaves us feeling quick-tempered and impatient.
Oh, I get that. Yeah. I'm impatient,
you
but I'm
get
working.
That?
I do. I get how
wow.
Other people are like that.
If you're thinking to yourself, like Wally, I'm one of those people, then you may be unhappy to hear that according to this article I found about this very topic, the average person wastes about 2 hours a day.
Really?
That's a lot.
Okay, now let me just throw a little flip to this script that you're talking about. Uh-huh. I think that other people waste 2 hours of my time.
That says a lot.
Yeah, I think that's what happens more. Because like, I'm productive on my own account, but I think other people waste my time.
Okay, so then you might be on board with this. So you're thinking to yourself, what are the top three offenders?
Yes.
Okay, being stuck on hold.
Yes.
When you just keep hearing that hold music over and over, like, get your job done.
My wife is a Disney travel agent, and so she books trips for people to Disney. Mm-hmm. And so she had something she had to have somebody from Disney handle with her, and this is why people hire her. She spent 3 hours on hold for a client. 3 hours. Just had it on hold and just sat there with it on and just went about her day. I would have lost my mind after 3 minutes on hold.
Holy cow.
3 hours.
I was on hold with a pharmacy once, and it was just across the street, and I had been on I'd been on hold for at least a good solid 45 minutes, and I was like, I bet I could just go over there. So I drive over there,
That's
and I get
awesome.
My medicine done, and I kept them on hold
that
the
is
whole
so great.
Time.
I love that. And I would have. Did you tell them?
No.
Oh, that's where you messed up. You had a golden opportunity to go, hey, look, just so you know, I am still on hold, and I'm over here picking up my thing.
Yeah, I didn't do that. I felt bad.
No!
Another thing is waiting in lines. You do that at the grocery store. I don't know why, but the bank. And then also sitting in traffic, and I'm telling you what, I will put my hand on a Bible. There are so many people that are running red lights these days.
I've seen
two school buses run red lights. Where wasn't even a question if it's yellow, orange, or red. No, it is clearly red, and you need to stop.
I get it.
Scary.
I get it. Yeah, like waiting. I think the pandemic messed us all up for waiting because we got used to things not being as crowded, and you kind of felt like a celebrity. Like, oh, I walk in, and like, welcome to Moe's. I'm the only one here. This is great. And now it's like, welcome to Moe's. Take your place in line. It's going to be 20 minutes.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan.
Yeah.
So there you go. Thank you, Lady Rock. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and today is a big day for a lot of people, a pivotal day and a glorious day, depending on how you look at
That's
it.
That's true. Some of us can see this as the perfect excuse, so today is the day that typically most of us are giving up our New Year's resolution.
Hey, if everybody else failed, why can't I?
Well, we had good intentions, and we put forth a good effort, but if you've made it this far and you're thinking,
not for me.
You're not alone.
Yeah. I get that. It is interesting that, like, the science or the correlation behind it, that this is where people time out, basically,
right.
Historically.
Right. So today makes it officially the Ditch New Year's Resolution Day.
Okay. So here's what we're going to do. You're going to call and tell us what resolution you're thinking about ditching. And one of two things is going to happen. We're either going to support you in that because it's crazy. Like, you're right. You should never have attempted that. Or we're going to, like, be this positive voice and inspire you.
That's right.
Either way, it's a win, you know? Because if you don't really want to do it, then one of us, probably me, will be the voice of reality for you. And the other one will be the voice of optimism. But you never know.
Right. And so maybe you're on the fence. You're like, I could lose maybe 8 more pounds, but it's just been tough and Chick-fil-A is calling my name. I would be on board. I'd say, you know what? You can't. God will never tempt you beyond what you can be tempted.
Yeah, you just have to move farther away from a Chick-fil-A because he always provides an out. That's a realer, you know? So 855-33-WAY-FM. What is that resolution? You're on the fence of dumping today. Let us see if we can help you out. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's how you can always be on the show. And if you put it in your favorites, like, you can get right through and be first to call in. So 855-33-WAY-FM. What do you got?
Mine is to quit chasing people that don't want to be my friend.
Oh, that's fascinating. Okay.
So you have a problem with one-sided relationships. You feel like maybe you're the only one that's putting forth the effort and that other friend isn't.
Yeah. My best friend, actually, we had a falling out. She got upset with me, and she wouldn't tell me why. She said it wasn't anything I actually did to her.
Oh, that's weird and kind of cryptic. So she didn't explain and it was just like, we're done?
Well, so I text her and I said, would you please tell me what I did? And she read the text and ignored it. And then she works at a grocery store that I used to work at. And I went in there and I went in her line and I said, are you not getting my text? She said, no, I'm not. So lying on top of it. And I'm like, you know what? I've tried to mend it, and I'm done.
Now I get that. I get the I'm done. Because friends are people that you invite into your life. Like, they're not family. You're not stuck with them. And so you can rotate friends. You can change friends like you change socks. So I'm going to say, you know what? If it's a one-sided relationship, bounce from that and find that other person that brings goodness into your life and not drama.
Yeah, I'm one of those people, though, that if I let you in, you're special.
Oh, I get
so
that.
Now I think I'm just done.
But I can let you out just as easy. Betty Rock. Yeah, you keep that in mind, Rock. Uplifting WAY-FM, this is The Wally Show. So today is the day that a lot of people statistically get rid of their New Year's resolution. And I get this. You tried hard. You gave it 18 days or so. You did a good job. Proud of you. Things sometimes have a way of not working out. So I am curious. I want to talk with you, Betty and Gavin, about how you're doing on your resolutions. Are you in the camp of, I just can't do it anymore, I'm out? Or you're like, all right, I'm still in this. So, Betty Rock, you had a big goal this year.
Yeah, my resolution was to read through the Bible in a year. And so far, I have stuck to it.
Every day.
Every day. And I'm telling you, a big difference has been having someone keep you accountable, because I'm doing this with my roommate.
Sure.
And we do this through an app, so I can see when she does hers and when she can see when I do mine.
You know, but isn't that just totally contrary to the Bible and trust? You know, like you have to have an app to keep each other accountable. That's
so are
sad.
You saying that I shouldn't read the Bible, that
no,
I should give up on my resolution?
I'm saying you should do it, but you should do it for you and your relationship with God, not because you have to, because you feel guilty.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
You're giving me a guilt trip.
Yeah, absolutely. Right now, your response should be, so how much did you read yesterday?
Nothing.
A little light on that. So, Gavin, what is yours? But no, honestly, yes. Before we get to that, seriously, like, that's a really good goal, and I don't know that I could do that. And so, good on you for
Thank
sticking
you.
With it. I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
And I think it's manifesting itself in your life too.
I know this would go this
no,
way.
No, you're like.
Trust me, I need a lot of God's grace to get me through this job.
Oh, no. We know.
Yeah, you're like 30% less annoying. Like,
oh my goodness.
Well, she hasn't read all of it yet.
Oh yeah, that's
pretty
true.
Soon she's gonna be amazing.
Oh my gosh, Lord, give me strength. I know that you will not tempt me beyond. Yeah.
See, it's working. She's reading it. Gavin,
you do things beyond my understanding.
Okay. What's yours?
So my goal this year was to cut way back on soda, because I was finding that I probably was downing a good 5 or 6 a week.
Oh, sure.
Which is so unhealthy and so much
sugar. I saw you at the fridge more than your office.
Oh, no.
Jeez. Yeah. What? I just got into you.
I'm just commenting.
No. You need a resolution on judging less.
Right? Jeez. And you have bad acid reflux.
Yeah, so
I've
got
sense.
All that. But the new secret, like, hero in my life, which I've made fun of for such a long time, but I'm starting to, like, kombucha.
No,
which
no,
is so
no.
hippy dippy.
Yeah, that's oh. so trendy.
But
millennial.
It's healthy.
It is, and it says that it's actually good for gut health, which you
how's
know,
it working out? Because you need that.
I have not had
it. What?
No,
he's wrong.
I just
with
heard it.
You.
No, you said he has acid reflux.
Yes, I said that.
And that's good for him.
Oh my word.
That's all I'm saying. I'm saying that's good for you,
Gavin. I'm glad that you've stuck with it.
Thank you.
Good and I can you. Tell a difference.
I'll bring good some in so you guys can have
yes!
some.
Yes.
And my resolution to be kinder is killing it. So
oh, yeah.
Oh, electronic mail.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. If you ever want to get a hold of me, it's really simple. It's just wally@wayfm.com. And Daniel reached out. And this is an interesting email. He says, about 3 years ago, I was homeless in Colorado. I'd been homeless for about 2.5 years. And I was thinking of ending my life. So this guy's in a dark place. He says, long story short, I bought an emergency crank radio from Walmart. I decided to fill my days with music to uplift my spirit. Mm. See, there you go. Music is a powerful source in our lives. And it can either bring us closer to God or it can drive us further away. And so I love that he recognized this and was like, yeah, this is what I need in my life. Then he, on this crank radio, he finds Way FM, and he's like, I've never changed the story. I haven't had to. And so, like, he's doing better now mentally, and music was the thing that started helping him get to that place. Like, I love that story, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that just goes to show the difference that Christian radio can make.
Absolutely,
you know?
Man. Like, what a privilege to get to do this every day. And if you support the ministry of Way FM, then thank you. You're part of stories like this. But he says, you know, my favorite song is Best News Ever. By Mercy Me.
Oh, yeah.
It's this one right here.
What if I would want to tell you that the fight's already been won? Well, I think your day's about to get better. What if I would want
I just picture, like, Daniel struggling and hearing these words, you know, what if I was to tell you that the fight, you know, the struggle's there, but it's been overcome, like, and hearing that on a daily basis. Yeah, man, that's gonna speak life into your soul, man, mm-hmm. and it's the best news ever. And so this is like the best news ever for me today. What a great email. If you ever want to share your thoughts, it's so easy, just wally@wayfm.com. Every time you start a new year, you know, you start thinking about new year, new you. So what are you going to do in 2022? I made that rhyme. but I mean, it is a good question, like, because it's easy to, you know, start something and then not finish it, you know, and that's where a lot of people run into with their college education, like for whatever reason they got sidetracked. So maybe this is the year that you finish your education, or maybe this is the year you've been putting it off, you know, because life got in the way and you say, you know what, I'm going to make 2022 my year. I'm going to start doing something and you know, invest in myself this year. I think that's a great way, because we talk about getting in shape, and that's a good thing, mm-hmm. but why not get your mind in shape?
Right. You can go back to school, and Colorado Christian University Online makes that possible. They offer a flexible online format that works for your schedule, allowing you to take a class at any time. That's exactly what I did when I went back to college at 30 years old.
Yeah.
And I had to work a full-time job, but I also did my college degree, and I made it happen.
I did mine as well online, my master's, and I was sitting there at a campfire on vacation writing a paper. But you can make it happen. You don't just dream it, you have to do it. And it starts with making that decision to make that call or go online and say, you know what, I want to talk to somebody about this. You can go to ccu.edu/Wally to learn more. And if you're worried about the costs of it, you can talk to them about financial aid and they can help walk you through that as well. So Betty Rock did it, I've done it, and Colorado Christian University might be just the thing for you in 2022.
Colorado Christian University is a nonprofit impact partner committed to cultivating the mind without compromising the heart.
Uplifting Way FM.
If you're not careful, you might just learn something today.
Hi there. Is there a project you're working on?
I know more than you.
All right.
It's The Wally Show.
So in this new world of vax versus anti-vax, it's nice to have a vaccine that maybe people can actually agree on. If you are allergic to dogs, or you know someone who is, help might be on the way.
Oh.
You know, like I guess they've bred dogs that are hypoallergenic.
Yeah, everything with a poodle. There's like a lala doodle and a human numa doodle.
That's the one. Yeah, I've got one of those.
A human numa doodle?
Yeah, they're so cute.
They're so expensive.
Yeah, that's it. And so, yeah, you can spend spend a lot of money on that and getting that dog that's genetically engineered, I guess. Or they're looking at artificially inducing tolerance through your immune system. So you could get a shot that would basically be a dog allergy vaccine. It's the first time they've come close to this.
I like this idea, but I feel like there's a lot more people out there that are allergic to cats than they are dogs. And I think that should be the first priority.
It's good that you bring that up because the researcher said for cat people, they deserve the allergies they get. We're not working on anything for them.
That is rude and uncalled for.
So true.
Yeah, they're not man's best friend. I get that I'm really cat allergic. Like when we got our cats 14 years ago, the first 6 months was horrible for me. Like, my eyes are watering every day, but I promised my kid cats when we moved, because I moved her again in junior high or whatever.
And her happiness means everything.
Oh, absolutely. And like, that's the only way I could get her on board with the move. I'm like, we'll get cats, two of them. Sure, it's going to kill me for 6 months. That's okay.
That's okay, Daddy.
You'll be fine. Here's a tissue. So I think that if they start with the dog thing, though, they'll roll it out to probably a cat.
I sure hope so. Because then it would open up more opportunities for me to find a guy.
That's right. A guy who not only loves cats, but is not sickened by them.
Right.
And the sheer number of cats that you have, you're going to need a booster. He's going to have to get a booster.
Oh, my goodness.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. When it comes to parenting, the Bible talks about spare the rod and spoil the child. But what if your child is a cat? What if your child is a dog?
They don't talk about that.
I know. So, like, how do you, modify their behavior as well? I know, Betty Rock, you're going through this with Buford.
Yes, my kitten, Buford Beans, he's just got a lot of energy. Stop. He's just got a lot of energy. He's like a little young teenager. And we have another cat in the house, and she's 6 years old. So she's over his energy. But he just loves to tackle her when she's not looking and bite her and all this stuff. But he's playing with her.
Right.
But just to help her out a little bit, I've realized if I put his harness on, which I call the harness of shame, he calms down because he can't walk in it. Like, he's trying to, but he takes a couple steps and then he just lays down.
It's the weirdest thing. Cats can walk on a wire over a pit of fire and, like, never fall. You know, they're fine. You put a harness on a cat and they're like, ah! It's like they're kryptonite. They fall over. They can't walk. It's the weirdest thing.
It's worked fantastic.
It calms him down?
Yes. And so every now and then, if he's acting crazy, I'll get out the harness. So you want the harness of shame? And he straightens up.
Well, that's creative. Okay.
Yeah.
I am curious, like, if there are creative ways that you, in essence, punish your pet. Like mine, I can't figure it out because, like, I have a cat. And she throws up, because that's what cats do.
Maybe she keeps seeing you.
Well, maybe, but and she picks the carpet. There's two carpeted rooms in our house.
And you have hardwood floors.
Yeah,
why?
I'm fine anywhere in the house other than those two rooms, but I can't get her to stop. You know, like yesterday, I literally, and I feel bad for this, like, because, I mean, if you were in the process of throwing up, the last thing you want is someone to pick you up and throw you.
Yes.
And that's what I did. I picked her up and threw her.
No.
Into the bathroom on the tile.
Ew.
Yeah. My fault, because it then made my area to clean even farther.
Maybe this isn't a discipline thing, but a more get her a different kind of food.
I've tried everything. And so I don't know. I think it's just part of a cat, but I can't, because I can't get through to her that don't do this, because she's like, I'm just throwing up. That's what I do. I'm a cat.
Right. But there are ways that you have to discipline your pet.
Yeah.
Maybe you have a dog or a cat that you've realized, hey, others haven't picked up on this, but this really works for me, and we would love to know that.
855-33-WAY-FM. For Betty, it's the harness of shame. I wonder if that would work on Betty, like if we got one for her.
I don't need to be disciplined.
When you're acting
great.
Well, just Gavin, get the harness. 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. We'll take your creative pet discipline right now.
So for you, Samantha, what's that creative way you found to discipline your own pet?
A spray bottle of water for my cat. They hate it.
I tried that with my cat, Hank. He was just a weird cat. And so I would spray him, like, thinking that he was going to run. And he loved it. He was like, oh, this is great. Here, get my other side,
We had it on a gentle setting, and then she didn't care. And so we had to, turn it up until it's like a pressure washer, like a spray bottle.
I love it. That's a good one, Samantha. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks.
All right, Becky, you're up. What is your creative solution to disciplining your pet?
got a three-legged calico that she really feels that she has to dominate the alpha female. We actually put her in a carrier, let her sit for about 10 minutes.
Oh, like a timeout room, you know? That's not a bad idea.
And then for your cat that throws up.
Oh, yeah, if you got a tip that could help with that, I'd love it.
You might want to try putting all the food, put it on a level surface. Like, if you have a small baking sheet, don't pile it up to where she can get, like, a whole mouthful because they eat too fast. They have the smallest stomach of any animal, any domestic animal.
That is a really great tip. I'm going to have to try that. I just feel bad because my cat also only has half her teeth. So, like, that puts her at a little disadvantage for even getting them off the flat surface. Aww. It's going to take her 4 hours to eat. But then again, she's a cat. What else is she going to do? Well, I got you down, girl. Thank you for the help today.
Take care, guys. Bye. Have a great day.
And we have this going on our Facebook page. So if you go to facebook.com/Wally Show, you can see what other people are doing for their pets. Julie said that she has a dog named Loki, and he barks a lot. So they cut the neck off of a turtleneck shirt, and they put it over Loki's ears, and they call him his quiet ears.
Oh.
So I guess it acts like earmuffs, so he doesn't hear all the noises, and he won't bark. And then she posted a picture. It's so cute.
That's awesome. So, Lisa, what is your creative approach to disciplining your pet?
Well, I have a story similar to Betty's. My son and daughter-in-law have an older cat, and then the younger cat, he goes wild. He climbs the walls and attacks the other animals, and she started putting a little dog shirt on it. And same thing with the harness, like it's hard for him to walk, so it slows him down. It just kind of constrains it. And also with the cat that was throwing up, my daughter uses a special bowl that's made to help them eat slower. It looks kind of like a maze, so they're not eating as fast.
We should try that with Gavin, because Gavin has acid reflux.
Oh.
We should put all of his food in a cat bowl.
No.
Yes.
And just slow him down, and then maybe he won't get sick in the morning.
That would actually be a really funny video to do.
Yes. You know what? I think we should do it. Well, Lisa, thank you very much for talking with us today and giving us an idea for a funny video.
Thank you. Love you guys.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. Betty Rock spends a lot of time online for her job. For her job, at least that's what she says.
Thank you for specifying.
You're welcome. But then every once in a while she's out there doing all of her internet stuff, she'll find like some kind of video that she wants to share. And so that's why we do Betty's Online Waste of Time.
And this one is a gem. So if you're one of those individuals that works from home, you know that while you may be wearing PJs on a daily basis, when you have a Zoom meeting with the boss, though, you actually have to put forth some effort.
Sure.
So from the waist up, you have to look like you actually care. And this typically involves wearing a nice business shirt that will be seen, but from the waist down, you're still in PJ pants. And that was the case for one guy who, while on a Zoom call with his boss, kept getting interrupted by his kids barging into his office. So apologizing to his boss for the noise and getting up without thinking to usher his kids out of the room, his boss notices his attire from the waist down.
Nice shorts, Josiah.
Oh my goodness, I'm so sorry. This is embarrassing. Please forgive me.
So he's got this nice blazer jacket on and these basketball shorts that he's wearing underneath.
And he should. That's all you need.
Exactly. But what's so great is right after his apology, Josiah's boss tells him it's not a big deal. Then he proceeds to get up himself and show he's wearing shorts too, which then leads to more confessions from Josiah, his boss, and Josiah's colleague.
Coronavirus. We're using an ironing board for a table.
TikTok. I'm on TikTok as well.
Okay, I'm on TikTok too. That's so funny.
Like everybody has this professional, you know, look to them, but then once one person stumbles, everybody stumbles.
The funny thing is too, like everyone thinks like, you know, bosses tend to think, well, if I let you work at home, you're just not going to get anything done. I contend that you're actually more efficient because you waste time at work too, you know, like everybody does. You end up having these impromptu conversations that take away from your productivity. So what's the difference between someone walking into your office and talking to the game or dealing with your kid or playing with your kid for 10 minutes and then getting back to work? I think working at home is a great thing for a lot of families.
And if you would like to see this video, we've posted it on our Facebook page. Just go to facebook.com/Wally Show and you can see it on our wall.
You've probably seen a ton of commercials about refinancing your home because interest rates are so low right now. Hey, it's Wally, and you may have thought about this and thought, I don't even fully know what all the words they're saying mean. So my buddy Ryan from United Faith Mortgage is here to simply break down how refinancing your home works.
With the values of homes going up. You know, if you have a mortgage balance of, let's say, $200,000 and your value has increased to, say, $400,000, you have $200,000 worth of equity available to you. Now, you can only go up to 80% financing what the value of the home is, but you're able to take that money out of the home for whatever you may choose, whether it's paying off credit cards, doing home improvements, whatever it may be.
Is there paperwork? Yes, but I'll be honest, not as much as I thought, and United Faith Mortgage makes the process easy. And trust me, when you receive your check, it's all worth it. United Faith Mortgage. Start online, call anytime. UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Corporate NMLS number 1330. Equal housing lender. I license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Uplifting Way FM.
So who'd have thought we'd still be dealing with the pandemic?
Taking all the challenges a lot like riding a horse, and if you're comfortable while you're doing it, probably doing it wrong.
It's the Wally Show.
All right, Gavin, what you got?
So when I was in college, I worked this desk shift at my dorm from like 12 a.m. to 5 a.m., and I'm ashamed to admit that my best friend on that shift was the vending machine on the corner.
Oh, for sure.
And my go-to order was donut sticks. And Mellow Yellow.
Ooh, it's
like a Mountain
nice.
Dew yeah. that Coke makes.
Good they choice. Didn't have veggie straws at college?
They might have.
Do I look like I would have chosen the veggie straws? But if I was still working that shift nowadays in this COVID world, I would actually be finding something very different in that vending machine. Apparently at the University of Utah, when students got back to campus for the spring semester, they found that COVID, or that vending machines actually had these saliva COVID tests in them.
Oh.
And they were free to students, and students had to, and then they had these little papers on them that said, please just take one.
Right.
So there's maybe chaos in that, and I hope that students do honor that.
Sure.
But it is such a universe, or such an interesting part of that, that it's so convenient for students. Like for us, when I think of getting a test, like we bought some at-home tests, but it took a week for Walgreens to get them. These students just have to go up to a vending machine and get it.
Yeah, they've been harder and harder to find. Like, so if you've been looking for the at-home tests, I think the government is making them up to 4 per household available yes. online. I think even today that starts. And so you can look for that. But yeah, it's tricky to find. And in a college situation, one or two cases can like shut the thing down eventually, you know, like that happened at my daughter's school last year when she was there. And so being able to early detect and get a test rapidly, you know, just at a vending machine, I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, when you have like thousands of kids on campus,
yeah.
and you never know who the person you're running into, what they're dealing with physically. Like some kids might be immunocompromised
right.
and some kids are just totally normal, but to have that ease is good.
There is a thing about it too, just for your peace of mind in like, I know like sometimes you're like, well, my throat's a little scratchy. Yeah. Yeah, so do I have Omicron or whatever? Because it's harder to detect than, you know, COVID as far as from the symptoms. And so being able to go, okay, I know I'm seeing people that are immunocompromised. So the responsible thing to do would be test myself.
Yeah.
And then I'm good to go, you know? And so I like that's why this plan to have people have access to kits, I think is a good thing for keeping everything open and having as normal of a life as we can.
So now we're going to see students knocking one of these machines back and forth.
Yeah.
The machine took my money.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So there you go. Hopefully that will make its way into everybody's lives. I could deal with one of those at Walmart. You know,
get a
COVID test like that quickly. It'd be great. They should make it like the claw game. Is what they should do, where you can either get a COVID test or a stuffed animal, and like you'd have to put a bunch of money in to try it. Like that would be awesome.
You win either way.
Yeah, I would be down for that more so than just the vending machine. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. So I've been trying to drink more water recently and less soda. And so the other day I had a bottle of water and I walked over to the sink and I poured out the first like little bit of it to get the water level down so it was right at about the label of the water bottle. And somebody looked at me like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm pouring this out because I add a grape powder to it because I like the taste of that. I don't like the taste of regular water because there is no taste. They're like, well, why are you doing that? I'm like, well, if I have a lower water level, it makes it more grapey when I put that in. And they just thought that was the weirdest thing. They're like, well, why don't you just like have it less grapey? I'm like, why would I? If I could control this, why would I have it less grapey?
I think I don't know if that much water can really make a difference.
Does.
Really?
It does. Like, because when I put all of, if I use the whole bottle of water, we sit about 4 feet apart from each other. You can't smell the grape. But when I take it down, you can be like, oh, you're having your grape soda, see? Or your grape water.
Yeah, because it's pretty much like liquefied grape nerd candy.
Yeah, 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 it's perfect.
It's not water anymore.
Doesn't matter, but it's really good. But they thought that that was really weird that I would do that.
And it is.
Okay, well, Betty was the person. 855-33-WAY-FM. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to do Am I Weird Because? Okay, this is where you tell us something that you do, not mine. You don't have to weigh in on mine, but something that you do that maybe people in your life don't get, or they've even questioned you on, like, man, that's weird. And so you'll share yours with us. We'll go around the room and we'll give you our opinion, and you might find out that you're not weird at all, that one of us does the exact same thing, or we can definitively say, yeah, you're weird. You know, like, either way, you get closure. 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's how you can always call, be on the show. 855-33-WAY-FM for a little Am I Weird Because? What do you got?
Okay, my favorite snack is nacho cheese Doritos dipped in cottage cheese.
Mm.
Oh.
I'm not going to lie, Josh, my stomach just turned a little.
So, Josh, how did you discover this treat?
I just did it one day. I don't know what made me do it. I just did it.
The devil. The devil made you do that, Josh.
You had those nacho cheese Doritos, and you said, you know what would make these better? More cheese.
I get like I need to dip my chip in something, but the cottage cheese would not be what I go for. So, Betty Rock, is Josh weird?
Very.
Yep.
Very.
Wally, yep, Josh is weird.
I would even add on disgusting.
Well, that was a little much. You could have stopped it weird. Kelly, you tell us something that you do that maybe people in your life have said, that's a little weird. We'll let you know if it is or not. What do you got?
All right. Well, when I go grocery shopping, if I buy something that's not already on my list, I have to write it on the list and cross it off anyways.
Yes.
Does that make me weird?
No, you're not weird at all. Kelly, you're one of the most normal and well-adjusted people on the planet because I do the exact same thing.
My family doesn't think so.
I'm trying to understand. So you're saying that you write down a list of things that you need to go to the grocery store for, but let's say you forgot you needed
ketchup.
Ketchup.
Well, yeah, sure. Yeah, I forgot to write it down. So when I'm on the aisle and I go, oh, I need to get the ketchup, I'll put it in the cart, but I still have to write it on the list and cross it off.
It's a sense of accomplishment, and you've done one more thing. So when someone sees your list today, you're like, look at everything I did or what have you. I do this on my computer all the time. I used to write on a sticky note and it felt so good. Then I switched to a digital thing. And so now if it's not on my list and I just do it, I have nothing to mark off. It is so unsatisfying.
Exactly. I don't know why I do it, but it does make me feel satisfied, I guess, and accomplished that that's on my grocery trip.
Kelly, what would happen if you just didn't write it down? What would happen to you?
Yeah, there's not an option. The world would implode. like that's what would happen, Kelly. So don't tempt fate.
Wow, it's a bit traumatic.
I saw that going differently in my mind.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show with Mind Blown!
Mind Blown!
This is where I try to make you the most interesting person in any room with random facts that you just file away. And when you're at a party or at a meeting and someone mentions something, you go, did you know? You know, and so Betty Rock and Gavin, I asked them to give me a subject, and then I will try to produce something off the top of my head. So what do you got, Rock?
No one has made me cry harder than Tom Hanks in the movie Castaway when Wilson floats away. Wilson! Yeah. So how about Tom Hanks?
It's interesting because he's a great actor, but it's really interesting that you mentioned that movie specifically because I have a fact about that movie from watching a documentary about Tom Hanks.
I wasn't reading anything.
No, no. Castaway, do you know how long it took him to film the movie Castaway?
Ooh. I don't think it took that long because everything was already there.
Yeah, and there were hardly any lines. I mean,
and
for the full first half of the movie.
Yeah.
It's just him.
It took him 2 years to film that movie.
What?
Yeah. There was because he had to lose all the weight for being on the island and grow his hair out
long.
Yeah,
that takes some time.
They didn't put
a
wig on him.
Wig.
I know, but they didn't. He's that kind of an actor. He's going to give you everything he
That's right.
He
you're
has.
Right. Tom Hanks.
Yeah. Took him about a year to do that. And so there you go. Like right there. See, you're in awe? That's how you do this. All right, I'm on a roll. Gavin, go.
Okay, so my wife and I are redoing a few things in our house right now, and we're a little older now, so we kind of want to look into some art. Can you give me like an art fact?
I can actually. Did you know that Crayola crayons, because you can make artwork with them, Peach used to be called flesh colored up until 1962. But, you know, and like I get like sometimes things, you know, you try to be woke today and sometimes you're like, okay, you're trying too hard. This one actually is interesting. In 1962, they felt that it was racist to consider just that color flesh color.
Oh, that makes sense.
Wow.
Yeah, even back in 1962 when we had some massive race issues. I mean, we still have them, but this was, you know, segregation and things like that. I mean, it was really bad. And so they changed that to reflect the times a little bit. She's like, good on you, Crayola, for being ahead of the game there. And so there you go. You can be timely and interesting at any party if you just remember those two facts today. For years and years and years, the dog has been man's best friend. But now chickens are edging their way into that spot because chickens are pretty awesome.
So awesome, in fact, that they have their own Chicken of the Month Club. And let's see if dogs can do that. This is where you can give two chickens to a family in need by only giving $28 a month.
If somebody were to give me two chickens and go, here you go, here are two chickens, do something with them, I would have no idea. I would probably name them. I would dress them up in sweaters. Yeah, but none of that does any good. But in developing countries, people know what to do with chickens. Chickens provide a ton of eggs, which can provide income for a family that is struggling to break the cycle of poverty. They also provide nutrition for families. Don't tell the chickens that part. But they also can sell the chicks in the marketplace. It's a great source of income. We all talk about side hustles. This is a way you can invest in a family to help them break the cycle of poverty for just $28 a month.
And it's by giving a chicken. So text the word chicken to 91979. That's chicken to 91979.
And all of this is made possible through our friends at Food for the Hungry. They do so much great work for the underserved and underprivileged, and you can be a part of that today. We'd love to have you get involved. Again, text chicken to 91979.
These are the least important stories out of Hollywood, but nonetheless entertaining. Here's Betty Rock with the least of these.
Wally and Gavin, do you think your legs are pretty enough to be insured?
Absolutely. Without hesitation, I said, I have great calves. It's like it's the best part of my body, actually.
You face, put a not lot of so thought much. In this.
Calves are fantastic.
Huh. Wow.
Gavin?
I played a lot of soccer on these legs.
Yeah.
Some of the joints probably don't work as well as they used to, which is sad because I'm 26. I don't think they'd be worth that much.
Yeah.
Well, a client of 48-year-old supermodel Heidi Klum thought so about her legs. They thought they were just perfect, and they needed to get them insured. So they insured them for around $2 million.
Oh, like $1 million a leg?
Well, not exactly. So I said around $2 million. So while that may be crazy in itself, the crazier part is that one of her legs was considered worth more than the other.
How is that possible? Is she right-legged? She can kick a soccer ball better?
Well, in a recent interview, she did explain it.
Because when I was young, I fell into a glass and I have like a big scar. Obviously, I put so much spray tan on right now. You can't see it right now, but it's weird to think some people do.
Oh, wow. She's hideous. That's crazy. So one leg is insured for more money.
So the perfect one was $2.1 million.
Okay.
And the one that had a scar on it, the defected one, was $1 million. And the other one was $1.2 million.
Oh,
yes,
really?
Yes, yes, yes.
Well, that's kind of interesting. Like, how do you put a price tag on someone's legs, too? I mean, I guess it's because it's part of her as a model, you know?
Yeah.
Like, that's part of her stock in trade.
Right. So, I mean, if something happened to her legs, like she got involved in a alligator fight.
Okay, that happens a lot.
Then I guess someone would need to get paid.
Yeah, if I'm an insurance agent, I'm going to like set aside alligator wrestling for her. I'd be like, look, if you alligator wrestle.
I don't know.
Then,
that was the first thing that came to my mind. I
then,
don't know.
You know what? I'm not covering this because that's kind of on you. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. Who's this?
Hey, Wally. It's Tommy.
Hey, what's up, Tommy? How you been, man?
Hey, you're talking about the money there, the legs.
Oh, yeah, like that Betty was saying that Heidi Klum's legs are insured for $2 million, over $2 million. $1 million for one leg that has a scar on it, and another leg is $1.2 million because it's perfection.
I was thinking about you talking about the legs there. I'm sorry, my legs ain't that perfect like yours, so I can't really, they won't insure mine.
I could have mine insured for, I mean, not Heidi Klum money for $1.2 million, but at least $100,000 per leg. Like the shape of the calves is just perfect.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. You're going to have to post them, I guess, on Facebook.
I probably should. You know what, Tommy, you're right. I probably should do that. But then again, I don't want people to feel bad about their calves and like I'm calf shaming them.
Calf shaming.
Working for a living, living and working. I'm taking what they're giving because I'm working for a living.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. So I was driving home the other day, and I got behind this vehicle. It was a company vehicle, and I had to read the name of the vehicle twice, and then I just sat there in my car and chuckled to myself.
Because it was so creative?
Yes, it was a mobile, like, pet washing thing, you know, where they'll come to your house and do your pet all up, and it was called something creative, okay? Now, in writing, it's funnier than when I say it, fully admitting this, okay? Because it was called the Wagon Train, all right? Wagon Train, like the old Conestoga wagons, the Wagon Train. But it wasn't spelled W-A-G-O-N. It was spelled W-A-G-G-I-N.
A tail
wagon. Wagon Train. You see where they were going with that?
Clever.
And I just sat there, and that's what I said to her. I said, that's really clever. I just sat there and chuckled to myself. I like when companies have like a little sense of humor about themselves, or they spend time and they come up with a creative name for their business, like the Wagon Train. I don't know if I would have come up with that. I thought it was ingenious, and it was so simple. And so,
yeah.
And kind of down home, too. It made me feel comfortable.
But yeah, and it makes you think there has to be companies out there that they put just as much thought into their company name, and maybe you caught yourself chuckling at their name.
Yeah, I'm just curious. Like, what is, like, another creative company name that you saw? You know, you're driving around, or they one in your town, or maybe it's a friend of yours, or maybe it's your company. I don't know.
Yeah.
But just, like, a creative company name that you're like, that's pretty cool. it's a dumb thing. I fully understand this. But it was something that just made me laugh. So, 855-33-WAY-FM. And when I find things like that in my life, I know other people have sat in a light and laughed at something as well. So 855-33-WAY-FM. Like, what is a super cool creative company name that you've seen somebody come up with? We'll take yours now. 855-33-WAY-FM. So I'm curious, have you ever come across, Mary, any other creative company names?
Stolen Properties.
Stolen Properties. So what kind of business is that?
It's a property company, like they do rental properties. And so my last name is Stoll, S-T-O-L-L, and then it's N-I-N, so Stolen Properties.
Oh, that's kind of funny. That's one you definitely need to see in writing, because it sounds weird on the phone, like, Stolen Properties, how may we help you, you know?
Right?
All right, Kim, what is a creative company name that you've come across?
There is a company in Louisville, it's a septic cleaning company. It's called Royal Flush, and their slogan is, a Royal Flush beats a full house.
Oh, dude, that is so good. I love plumber humor, and that is right on the money.
Every time I see it, it just makes me laugh.
And, like, the next time you have a full house, you'll probably call them. So what do you got?
Okay, I used to live in Denver, and I do believe this business was in the Denver area, but it was a hair salon called Curl Up and Dye.
Oh, that is so good, D-Y-E.
Definitely, it made me laugh. When I went by, I thought, wow, that was very creative.
Were you a customer of it?
No, I wasn't. I just remember seeing the sign and laughing.
That's the danger with certain businesses. Like, you take your hair very seriously, and you're like, well, I think I'm not sure if I like the punny nature of that when it comes to, like, my hair. And so it could go either way. But that's a good one. I love it.
Yes, thank you.
All right, Jennifer, you're up. What is a creative company that you've come across, like, as far as their name goes?
Well, I love my own company's name. It's a Barker's Dozen Dog Biscuit Bakery.
Oh, that's your company?
That's me.
So were you the one that came up with the name yourself?
I did. I am truly the doggy dork, but I positively own it. So
wow. You are owning the puns there. So your business survived, like, COVID and everything?
It actually grew during COVID.
How is that possible?
Well, everybody was adopting all these beautiful pets from all the shelters.
Oh, wow. And so then you're like, yeah, I want to get them some good doggy treats. Where can I go? A Barker's Dozen. Yes.
Absolutely.
Well, that's awesome. Well, hey, I appreciate you being on the show with us. And I love the name. That's really cool.
Thanks. I have a ton of fun. You should see me dancing around the bakery to you guys. It's pretty hilarious.
Well, that's the end, but it doesn't have to be. Check out our Aftercast. It's new stuff you didn't hear in the podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes, as well as connect with us on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. And be sure to join our exclusive Potty Facebook group. You can find the link in the description of this podcast. And thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.